guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, we're going to continue today in this series as we look at Jesus' heart, and I'm joined with Darren Dacres. And we're going to read today's passage, which is John 6, 35 through to verse 40. And this is what God's word says. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." All right, so I'm joined with Darren again. Hey, Darren, welcome back.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Excited to dig into this passage here.
Yeah.
Jesus says some big stuff here.
Some big stuff.
But comforting, encouraging.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So let's hook in.
Yeah. So continuing thinking through the heart of Christ, we're trying to get at the center of who he is. And I think one of the ideas that can plague the mind of a Christian is there something that I could do that would kind of, Jesus would kind of kick me out of his presence? I kind of sin my way out of his hand? Was he going to get disappointed with me enough to like oust me from the family, cut ties? And so you have in this central verse in verse 37, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out." The old Puritans kind of riffed on this quite heavily.
Yeah.
One of the translations was, "I will in no wise cast out. I will no way cast out." And it's this intensity of, if there's any ways you can think of that I could cast you out, I'm telling you, I'm not going to cast you out. So the whole thing sits in a context, the bread of life thing from verse 35. He's been teaching. He's done some miracles. They're digging the bread. Clearly weren't gluten-free.
Yeah.
They're loving it, but they're hearing what he's saying, but they're actually not coming to him. And so Jesus is telling them, "I'm the bread of life. If you don't want to hunger, if you don't want to thirst, you need to come to me." And coming to Jesus, it means believing upon him. But in verse 36, "I've said that you have seen me and yet do not believe." So they've seen the miracles. They've heard the teaching, but they're not coming to him. They're not yet believing upon him. And so they're called to believe upon him. And then you get that beautiful truth and comfort of, "All that the Father gives me, come to me. I'm never going to cast them out."
It's so encouraging. Like, there's times in our life where we just need this reminder, God's got us. And he treats us better than we treat ourselves. How other people treat us. Because everything that we do, you know, when we stuff up, you know, I feel like this for me, like when I stuff up, like I have higher standards for myself than other people do.
Sure.
And if I break that, like it kills me. You know, it's like I want to be better, but I'm not. And then, you know, when you stuff up with other people around you, like often that leads to a breakdown in relationship, you know, whether it's temporary or permanently. Every relationship that we're in, like, we have ways to break it down. So, you know, this is so powerful to say, as you said there, the Puritans, you know, whatever way you think of, he's got it.
And then he kind of stakes his claim on it. So he doesn't put this in a category that depends on us, but it's quite interesting because you read verse 39. So Jesus has said, "I've come to do the will," verse 38, "of him who sent me," verse 39, "and this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks upon the Son, believes in him, should have eternal life." So when I start to realize that the security of my salvation in Christ is more bound up in Jesus' ability to keep me rather than my ability to keep him. That was just a mind-blowing, blistering kind of thought.
Yeah.
That in fact, God has entrusted and staked the promise of salvation, and he's made Jesus the one who said he'll do it. Jesus ain't going to lose anyone. He's not going to fumble the ball and drop it midway. He's saved, and he's not going to cast out.
And again, like you think about us, like we drop the ball all the time.
Yeah.
Like we fumble, we stuff up.
Yeah.
We do that. If it's based on us, we won't stay in.
Yeah.
But because it's based on Jesus, there's this sense too, like building on the last few days as well. Like, and here again, it's this invitation to come, to draw near.
Yeah. And that's what you see. It's all, verse 37 is all that the Father gives me will come to me.
Yeah.
So if the Father's given, they will come. Yeah. And if they come, Jesus will keep. And it's this beautiful connection. And so I think I like it because for those who want to say, we don't have to do anything, God's just going to do it all. It's like, no, you have to come. Mm. But you only come because he called.
Mm.
And you only stay because he keeps. And so it's like, it's the preserving power of God and the preserving, persevering power of the saints at play here.
Yeah.
But I think just coming back to his heart, like how does this connect to his heart?
Mm.
I think as we relate to God, we have fears of coming to God with our sin because we're afraid if we like let him know what's going on, he's going to be done with us.
Yeah.
And I think what we experience at a horizontal level with people, because that's one of the reasons why we don't tell people, right?
Yeah.
We're afraid of confessing the truth. We're afraid of telling them what we want or how we actually feel, because if they really knew the truth, then maybe they wouldn't, they would cut us off or they would be not interested. And so I think we superimpose that on God.
Mm.
But his heart isn't like that.
Mm.
He already knows.
Yeah.
And so he's never going to cast us out. So come to him. So come to him. And the people that do come to him, he doesn't cast out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's this illustration I think of in this time, because I think it's tied up in repentance as well. And not just the repentance in terms of that first step.
Sure.
But the ongoing nature of repentance.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's this just a pretty straightforward illustration, because often people talk about, you know, repentance being a U-turn.
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
And I remember like a few years ago talking to some youth boys about this and this idea, like if you're driving one direction and you miss the turn off or you miss the chance to turn around, like what do?
Yeah.
You take the next one.
Yeah.
And I think like, and if you miss the next one, you just take the next one. Like you just, whenever you can, you turn back.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's some sort of helpfulness in that. Like when it comes to us and God, like knowing God's heart towards us.
Yeah.
You know, there are moments in our life where we haven't repented, where we haven't turned around, we haven't come back and we go, this sin's too bad.
Yeah.
But it's just like, this passage again is just this reminder, like wherever you're at, just turn around, just come back to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because his heart is always there. He always wants us. And there's a chance for us to get in that right space and go the right direction.
Exactly. And they're the ones who he doesn't cast out, those who come to him.
Yeah.
But if we never come, then, you know, he will cast out those who've never come to him, and we don't want that.
Yeah.
So if, you know, there's invitation to come to him, and maybe that's just an encouragement for anyone listening to be, if you think that I'm not sure if I can come to Jesus now because he's not going to want to deal, he's going to kind of be rid of me. Mm. That's just not the case. Mm. The Father is staking Jesus his very mission on it.
Yeah.
Everyone who the Father gives him, he will keep. So come to him.
All right, so as we reflect on this passage, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. Mm. What's the kind of comfort, the reminder that we need as we wrap this up?
Yeah, I think the comfort will come probably in the form of a challenge where if we think that we've been sinning for too long, or we think that we've been sinning too intensely to come to him and that he would kick us out, that fear is alleviated here by Jesus' word saying, whoever comes to me will not cast out. So come to him, confess that sin, and experience his forgiveness.
Yeah, don't let your sin stop you from coming to Jesus.
Amen.
Because it didn't stop him. It didn't. And he's inviting you in, knowing that. Amen.
Amen.